When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Buckets. That's the name of my boat. Buckets.
Buckets. Buckets. What we get.
Not the only transfer we got from Florida. Buckets. Keith Stone, too. Remember that.
Everybody who watches his show on a regular basis knows my love of the stretch four.
You know, we all make mistakes. He might have made one going to Tallahassee.
It's mercy if y'all don't know.
Dribble to the left, cross over to the right. Hurricane to the game, many buckets for the night. Matt with the pick and roll, Melissa with the give it a go. This Shelly-oop, hoodie girl dunking in the hole. Check the scoreboard, this what we fall for. Peep the gameplay, they want an encore. Yeah, over time for another round. It's buckets after buckets, baby. You out of town. It's buckets. What it is, homie, it's buckets. Woo! We get buckets. Yeah, baby. Buckets. Buckets.
I have no shame.
I know. That's the problem.
You guys are awesome.
I put him backstage. You think he's looking for the leaf?
I got it. I was so nervous when he came on. I wrote his name, but it's so like shaky and lopsided because my hand was shaking. So I'm gonna rewrite it better. But look, guys, you guys got two in a row for Popeyes.
We got a good starting five now. We got DJ.
Yeah, we got it, dude. He's got the clamps. We got a point guard. We got me as a shooter. We got Vish, big man, holding it down on the block. Let's go.
The big man holding it down the block.
We're going to make it look a little nicer because I was trying to write it and I was super nervous. So I was just like going like this. So let's end.
Vish,
then...
you got to guard Julian. Sorry.
Oh, boy. You got to play zone, man. You're going to hate it. But we're going to have to play zone.
No, zone's for the week. I'll guard Julian then.
What is happening?
No, I'd say we've got a really good starting five, and then we realized... Like,
oh, wait, I just realized they have Jack and Duran, too. Oh, my God.
No, this is problematic. We have a good starting five. We don't, I'd say a winning starting five.
Yo, my starting five, what? Julian, Duran, Jack, Jaleel.
Melissa just has to
coach.
You
have to play. You have to play, so you got
to be... Oh, so I have to be on the floor, too?
I mean, yeah. How's it your starting five if you're not playing?
I mean, I'd rather have, like, Jasmine... in there instead of me.
You think? No offense, I know you played in high school, but
no. I'll put Julian at the five. We'll put Jasmine at the one, and then put Jack at the two, Julian at the three, Durant at the four, Julian at the five.
Jeez,
right, we gotta get Rick Barry on and get him to say Popeyes.
You can have Leah as our sixth man.
Well, we gotta get Rick Barry on here, and I gotta make sure he says Popeyes, then we can get back in this.
Hey, but you guys got two in a row.
What's Tim James doing? Let's get him on here.
Let's get Tim James on here.
You think Kenny Kaji's a Chick-fil-A guy?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Does he even know what we're talking about? It's a question.
Oh, hi, Bill. I didn't even see that Bill was in the chat.
Yeah, he jumped in right the last time. That was the first time he said anything. Turret 30 will. Yeah.
So just for reference, if Kane's Cat Seed, especially, like if you were wondering why we weren't pulling up some of the questions and we're rephrasing them, you coaches can't talk about players that they're recruiting or anything until they're signed. So we couldn't really ask him about like
how funny would it have been if he like messaged you before and he's like, hey, I can't talk about the Chick-fil-A Popeyes thing.
Like, I did tell him.
Yeah, she does give them a heads up now.
Because he asked me like what we were going to talk about. So I did say, I was like, well, there's the Chick-fil-A Popeyes debate and we do take this very seriously. And he laughed. He thought that was funny. And then I just like, as just like, oh, or whatever. But he, it was, that was another one of those interviews where he kind of led into other questions. So it was like super easy to chit chat with him. There wasn't like, you know, when we did the Julian interview and it was kind of like, we had all of these things we were going to ask and he just kept like leading into whatever, like it was easy. It's also cool. I didn't know he was from Antigua. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, in Kane's Cats, he did say, you know, he knows you can't talk about specifics, but you asked about, you know, what positions they were targeting can drift into a gray area. So
yeah. We already have three players that have committed into our
right. Our next so player. By saying which positions they're targeting, you know, that can inadvertently slip into. So we just want to stay way
the most recent
clear of discussing.
Well. No, there was one that we offered, the 6'3 forward out of Wisconsin. But it's really hard to find film on girls basketball players in high school. I can mention their names and stuff, but like there's nothing. It's really hard to find film on them.
Do I want to set Matt off? Or he already read it anyway. So
it's a stupid. Bill, I don't even fucking Bill, get any more attention. It's the stupidest thing ever.
You can ask DCH Bill for the baseball show. I will ban people from the chat. So.
Oh, Matt liked one of our tweets. How nice.
Who did?
You did.
You did.
Oh, it was probably on accident.
So. I need to get Coach Page to pick Chick-fil-A.
We got a run going here, Matt.
I'm getting nervous. It's nine.
You got to keep at it.
It's 9 to 5 now.
It's kind
God,
of.
If we somehow got Kenny Kaji on our side, I think it would
break Melissa. It's kind of 8 to 3 if we think about it, because like.
I would be slightly sad if he picked Popeyes.
I would
almost prefer not to ask him, just because. It would kind of hurt my soul to have to write his name under Popeyes.
I don't think it's that serious, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a good sandwich. I don't know what your problem is.
Also, I'm convinced Coach Fitz doesn't like the yellow jerseys.
Oh, yeah. No, you could totally tell he doesn't based on that answer.
Like, of course.
Yeah.
You see the way
you know.
He's just being politically correct. He's one of the
like, oh, yeah. No, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of jersey, you know, whatever.
No, he said.
The orange ones? Like,
no, he answered it. He answered it by saying he likes the all blacks, which is a non-answer, which means he hates. Let's be real here.
I'm a big fan of our black jerseys because the orange or green always pops so nicely on those.
Yeah. I don't know. They need to get rid of that trolley.
The trolley is very useful if you're trying to.
I found the trolley jersey in an extra small at Kingswear, and Vish wanted me to buy it.
They should paint the trolley black and orange and green. That's what they should do.
Did you see? I sent a picture in the group text of the trolley the other day. Did you see
it? It was stalking
us. I immediately didn't look at it.
It was stalking us on campus.
I don't want to see the trolley.
The trolley is useful. If you're trying to get from the metro to my office, it drops me right in front.
The trolley is great. It's just not a good theme for the
Don't try to take me on the trolley if I come there. I will not get on.
Oh, now we got to make him ride the trolley. He's going to ride the whole route.
We can do a bet to ride the trolley. That's the only way I would do it.
Are we going to ride a trolley in San Francisco?
Are we? I don't know.
Isn't that like a touristy thing to do? Is to ride cable cars?
Yeah. Well, they're not cable. Wait, there's cable cars and there's trolleys, right?
Or I don't know whatever.
I don't know the difference. That's
the cable cars are things in the air that like you.
One's on an actual cable.
No,
I rode one.
No, there's cable cars on the
ground. 5 seconds.
Yeah, there's cable cars on trolleys. Sometimes they're not all gas powered. However, a cable car is the thing that like is in the air that you. Like similar to like a ski lift, that's a cable car.
It can't be on the ground?
No, I think on the ground, what do they call a tram if you have an electric powered, technically I think the trolley.
Is this really a debate we're about to have?
I'm not debating, I'm genuinely asking.
I'm pretty sure.
I've never heard of any of this. This is like when I was in Italy and the guy, the conductor, the dude walking around checking for tickets was like, oh, like, well, what do you do when you're in your home country on a train? And I was like, well, we don't take trains. So I don't know.
Okay, so I will correct myself. Looks like you can call that trolley a cable car and also call the flying thing a cable car.
Exactly.
Depending on who you're asking.
It's public transportation.
Yes, and I think I'm the only one on this that actually uses public transportation.
Well, you have the metro in DC.
I've used the public transportation in Miami.
If I didn't work weird hours, I could actually take the Metro Rail to work, but it's it doesn't run when I leave.
Sorry, Matt, you were asking something?
Does an Uber pool count as public transportation?
Absolutely not. What are you
doing? Oh, okay. Just checking.
Matt, have you finalized your plans for our California extravaganza?
What do you mean?
Like, did you ask your aunt about staying?
Oh, yeah, I mentioned it to her, and the weekend was free, so I'm good.
Good stuff. Just making sure. I need our beach hoodie picture.
Oh, absolutely. You know that thing in the top corner that says live means that we are out on YouTube right now as you're.
I know.
Okay.
We stayed on topic for a good 35 minutes talking.
Yes, because we were interviewing Coach. You think we're gonna start talking about beach hoodies?
I like how now suddenly we can BS, but like before he was coming on, we like struggling to just bullshit things.
Matt wanted and to go on it. Earlier. I was like, let's just start at 8:50, give us a few minutes to intro and then have Coach Fitz. And Matt's like, let's start at 8:30 and we can BS for half an hour. It's easier when you're not focused on the time.
It's true.
So if more people keep picking Popeyes, I'm gonna have less space to write things.
Uh-oh.
So all the assistant coaches have picked Popeyes so far.
Hmm. Interesting. We got to get Coach on again. Coach Meyer and Enforcer answer either or. This Bojangles stuff cannot be allowed to stand.
Just write Bojangles, Coach Meyer.
She but named the show. She's been on multiple times. She can't not be on the board. We gotta get her back on, which won't be a problem. But then we gotta force her to commit.
That is your.
Yes, the only guest I can get is Coach Meyer. But I do that. That what I can do.
Also, Coach Fitz telling us to get Haley Cavender on is literally impossible.
It's an impossibility. We'd have to go through like an agent and pay an appearance fee. Like that shit's like, not happening.
I mean, I tried to get Darian Rogers on, but like. I don't think she's seeing the DMs because she probably has her stuff on private or whatever.
Which
so
is fine. I mean, that's
it's fine. Smart move.
No, but like the cabinet. I mean, it'd just be we'd have to like get Life Wallet money or something and start throwing it around to get the cabinets on. That's not happening.
We'll see. Maybe Coach Fitz will tell her about us, and then
it doesn't matter.
It's fine. All right, should we do Mount Rushmore?
Let's do it.
If whatever's happening outside Matt's house,
you know. He lives by the fire department.
If I don't leave the window open,
I will literally die. Is that what you want, Vish?
There's two reasons that he leaves the window open. One is because it's hot and he doesn't have air conditioning, and two is he's trying to protect the birds.
Yeah. Well. Oh, another bird died.
So good job protecting. Well, he's doing a great job protecting the birds.
Wait, what happened?
It flew into the window.
Why do they fly into that window?
I forgot to send a picture to you guys, but
I didn't need to see that. Sad.
Are we gonna do another Christmas lights tour in December?
Yeah,
I'm excited. Do you
switch it up every year? Is it like a different?
No, it'll be pretty much. I mean, there's some small differences, but. It's just, if we switch everything up, then it's like way more work.
We need to get a bucket.
You're really skipping on the work right now.
We need to make a buckets like lawn thing for Christmas so you can rep the show on the lawn. Like put like a sign and put lights around it or something.
Like an ornament or something.
Oh,
yeah.
That'd be a good idea.
I keep saying we need buckets merch.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, Vish.
But while you're waiting for Buckets merch, go to aboutthefans.com and search the Hoodie Girl collection to pick from one of four hoodies. There. Retribution. All right, who wants to go first on the Mount Rushmore?
Yes. I didn't even bring up my hoodies. That was you.
I mean, your hoodies are in the intro.
I know, and I always forget. So I'm getting ready to like for it to go live. And then that.
I've been getting better. I remember now not to put the scroll at the bottom during the intro because that way it shows.
Oh, I noticed that.
I'm working on things over here.
All right.
Do you want
tonight's Mount Rushmore in honor of the Olympics? Go Team USA. We're gonna do our favorite events from the Summer Olympics, but it's not just gonna be like, oh, just track and field. Like, you have to pick a specific event within that event. That way,
can I go first?
That way, because like Matt took all of the draft when we did our favorite moments from the show, and I was very upset about that. But Matt would like to go first, so go ahead.
And I'm gonna take what would Melissa want here? I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm gonna take the. I've actually been watching a lot of this. It's probably the most basketball I've watched in the Olympics. It's the women's 3-on-3.
Oh, Team USA took bronze.
Yeah, Haley Van Lith.
Got to go back to writing this down.
Yeah, the men's 3-on-3.
They can't. Oh, isn't Canyon Barry on the team?
He was the best player on the team. Yeah, so we did have a Miami connection.
It should have been Jimmer, but Jimmer got injured in like the first game.
Yeah, Jimmer got injured, aka tapped.
Did we beat? Did the regular men's team beat Serbia? Weren't they playing?
They beat Brazil yesterday. Yeah.
Or they're gonna play? I don't even know.
They already played Serbia.
They beat them in the groups.
My favorite event in the Summer Olympics is I love. All of the swimming relays. My favorite are the relay races. Those are fun.
That's not an event.
You just
that's
took
all you just said.
You took multiple events. You did what you just said.
No, I didn't just say swimming. You want me to pick a specific relay?
Yes.
I like the mixed relays when the men and the women are competing. They have the mixed medley, the medley relay. Yeah. The mixed medley
relay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That is an event. This is. All right, but Melissa usually screenshots our entire chats and puts them on the internet anyway. But this is, we had a debate on exactly how to frame this. This is exactly
the thing I was calling out. I didn't realize it had to be that specific. If I just
said that's what I was calling out. Like, events can be complicated because, like, an event is, and that's why we debate between doing that our favorite Olympic moments. And then Melissa put her stake in the ground and said, you cannot just say swimming. And so,
I thought by saying relays, I was being specific enough, but my bad.
You were not. You were not being specific enough.
Sorry. Go, Vish.
All right. I'll go. My first one is women's soccer.
There you go.
They're in the gold medal game.
Yeah, those women are heroes.
They're making me nervous, though, because they're like...
They're playing good defense.
Down to the wire.
They're playing good defense, though. Hopefully it doesn't go to penalties. They're playing Brazil in the final on Saturday.
So I love watching gymnastics during the Olympics. And I'll say my favorite event... What? Why are you laughing, bro?
He said take an event.
That's what I'm doing.
He was getting there.
Calm down. I'm between two. I'm going to go with the uneven bars. That's probably my favorite one to watch.
Is there a men's uneven bars? Or is there
no,
that's parallel bars.
They have the high bar and parallel.
Yeah. But yeah, go ahead, Melissa.
My next favorite is the men's 100 meters. In track.
There you go.
If you want me to be that specific and pick men or women.
It's a different event. Like, what?
All right, go, Vish.
Like, I had to pick women's soccer because, like, men's soccer, no, I don't like.
Well, why would you want to pick the men's soccer anyway? They're not good.
But that's my point. Like, I like how you're, like, chastising me as if, like, they're not different events.
Go ahead, Vish.
Anyway, you already took two of mine, by the way, off my list. I'll show you my list from my work chat over here. But so I got the other one. I got to pick two randomly. But
Matt and me both.
You did. Both of yours were on my list of the four that we had a work chat going. We did our Mount Rushmore. And we did the same topic, and I had four on there, and you've stolen two. Both of yours were on my list. The exact specific, the medley.
The mixed medley
is exactly what I picked.
Dang. All right,
so you really came for me. All right, so the other one that you did not pick yet is the women's team gymnastics.
Women's team gymnastics? Okay.
Yeah. No problem. I gotta wing.
Y'all around. Okay. I don't even know. I think you guys are going to allow this. Uh-oh. Just because I don't see anyone picking this. But I just don't know what it's actually called. But I just watched like 2 hours of it. It's the kayak. I think it's called the kayak cross. It's when they go like down and they have to go through like the little obstacles and whatnot. I watched a lot of the women's one. Thought it was super sick. I'm going to go with that as my third one.
Okay. I'm trying to pick different ones from different events. My next one.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Who's messaging? Is that you guys messaging?
Yeah.
Oh.
It said hurry up.
Oh, you're sending what you picked. Oh, okay.
I wasn't lying. I just sent her my group Slack.
So are we picking events that we've enjoyed this Olympics or just in general?
Whatever.
I mean, I'm doing whatever in general, but
you can literally do whatever you want. It is a it is in the eye of the beholder.
All right, I'm gonna pick. Is it called kayak cross?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I think it is.
This is tough. And we did go, I believe like in the chat, in the WhatsApp group chat, we had going, Melissa said you can allow repeats, but then we've already obviously not doing that. So.
Well, I said maybe that before we narrowed it down more.
Okay.
I'm trying to.
You know that all the top ranked kayak cross women are actually from California, 3 out of the top 5. I'm not making that up at all.
You know, yeah. Our silver medalists in diving, their last names were Cook and Bacon, which is awesome. Nice. I'm just going to go with men's basketball. Because who doesn't like watching?
Like, I'm assuming you mean the full squad, not that 3x3 atrocity.
Yeah, like the full squad.
Where Jimmer fakes an injury and everyone has to go Iron Man the rest of the Olympics because for some reason there's no alternates. What the hell is this? What a disaster.
Fredette was leading the team.
Yeah.
Until he got injured.
Leading the team being soft.
Water polo is good.
Water polo is good. All right, I gotta wing these last two things to Melissa just stealing all my answers. Let's see. You know which one I really enjoyed? The 10,000 meter. That thing was exciting.
Bronze in that.
Yeah, we got bronze, but like, so for reference, the U.S. hadn't medaled in it since the 1950s, and that was the only time they'd medaled in it. And so this American dude was like, they're like, he might have a chance, and he's running. He stepped on the rail and almost wrecked himself and fell back to like sixth. And then the Ethiopians were colluding and cheating. They were like, they were literally in the front talking to each other and like working out strategy. And he comes running up the backside and got on the podium. That was like, I got more excited for that than like Simone Biles winning her 57th gold medal. Kind of expect that. So, how about that? Also, my dumbass Googled how far is 10,000 meters because, you know, the metric system is hard. Keep in mind, I run 10Ks, which is the same fucking distance. Like, I Google it. How many miles is 10,000 meters? So I'm like, 6.23, whatever. I'm like, that looks very familiar distance-wise to something I've... Oh, yeah. The 10 kilometers is 10,000 meters. It's the metric system. So, anyway.
All right. Matt's got the women's stuff. 3-on-3, uneven bars, kayak cross. What's your fourth?
I don't even know.
Did one of you get taken, or are you just...
No, I thought of three, and then I totally realized I didn't have another one. I have table tennis just in general on here.
Is that your fourth?
I don't know if I want to go.
Are there different events in that? Like, I don't.
That's what I was wondering. I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure there's men's and women's and there's singles and doubles, and so I think there's probably.
Oh, it was the singles for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
You want to go table tennis?
It doesn't sound. You know? Do you want us to come back to you?
So I'm.
I'll give you a minute here.
I'm between doing that and then because you took the team gymnastics, right?
I took the women's team. The men are still.
Yeah, I'm taking the women's like all around.
The individual?
Individual, or? Yeah. I think I'm going to do that because I watch a lot more of that than anything.
Okay. My fourth has got to be pommel horse because of Steven Nedorozic.
Pommel horse. Have you seen like all the videos of not the videos, all the comments and stuff on all the videos? They're hilarious.
He can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 10 seconds.
There's a Netflix documentary on like the speed cubers. Have you seen this thing? They're fucking out of their mind. They basically, because they mix it up, right? They leave it on the table and they're just like eyeing it and they're moving their head around to kind of see where their colors are. And they can do it in like 2 seconds because they're just like, oh, if that's the pattern, I know all the moves already. Just pick it up and do it. I'm tempted to go for the pole vault, men's pole vault, just to talk about how that dude lost. But let's steer a little clear of that. And I don't think it was his balls, man. It was,
no, it was not his balls.
It was not the balls.
Can we say this on live YouTube?
I mean, I flat out cuss on our streams, and all of us have, I think, at some point. So
his penis got in the way.
I mean, you went medical term. You didn't even make it dirty. Of course, you can say penis. Yes, he should have packed it in or something. I don't know. I don't know what you do with that situation, but
should have packed it in.
I sent my brother an Instagram post about it like a couple days later. Just I saw it pop up, and he was like, "Oh yeah, the gays are all over this."
there was a dude that like a comedian that did like a reaction to it, and he was like, it was like a skit of like, oh yeah, I decided to be like the Olympic men's team's urologist, like nothing ever happens, and then it's like he's watching the event.
He's a that guy's apparently like a staple in the gay community now, according to my brother. Like he's like, oh yeah, we all saw it. We're big fans.
Apparently he's a big fan of something, but all right, that's not actually my choice, though. So I got to think of one because you took two of mine. Like, I had some in reserve, but I didn't have two in reserve. We've been spending too much time together.
You knew I was going to pick swimming. I've literally been talking about swimming.
Ooh, you could have done rugby. What about rugby? That wasn't chosen yet.
Could do women's rugby.
Can we all do honorable mentions from this Winter Olympics?
Sure.
I don't watch not? The Winter
but I haven't picked.
These, I don't even know the events.
This California guy.
Because I love curling.
I was going to say curling. That's the only thing I watch.
Curling's my favorite.
I haven't finished yet, and you're already honorable mentioning on top of my ass. What do I
so you got women's soccer, women's team gymnastics, the 10,000 meter, and.
I honestly. Trying to think of another event I watched.
Surfing, fencing, beach volleyball.
Ooh, the sport climbing was good.
The beach
year.
Volleyball.
Oh.
Beach volleyball was on my list of
the women's team beach volleyball just because one of the players from Long Beach, shout out to Matt. I'm serious.
Like the current
yeah.
one?
One
yeah,
of the players on because both
well
both
first of all they're all from
teams like, made the quarters.
Two, yeah, well, one of the teams they're both from California, but one of them was straight up from
so
Long Beach.
One of my Olympic moments was going to be when Kerry Walsh and Misty May Trainor won their third gold medal in a row. I think it was in 2012, right?
Yeah,
yeah. And I met Misty May Trainor. She used to like pull up to the beach all the time, and she went to school at Cal State Long Beach, I believe. But she was the nicest human I've ever met. She was so cool.
They dominated beach volleyball forever.
So, yeah. Matt, maybe you know why. So Melissa and I were talking, why are there so many beach volleyball players from California and not Florida? Shout out to Bill. No, but like they're all from California. There's beach.
I mean,
but like, they're all from California. Like, they're not all, but most of them are, like, the best players come from California, like, by far.
I can't speak for
the Florida half of that answer.
Yeah, but like, beach volleyball here is, or just volleyball in general, is a huge sport here.
That makes sense.
Ton of people, yeah. Ton of people play it. It's crazy. A lot, like, because every girl that plays in high school plays, like, is it like travel or whatever? Like, it's a huge thing. So, but yeah.
Wait, we won a medal?
In pole vault.
No, the went to Miami.
Oh, did she? I didn't know that.
Hold on.
Bill is educating us.
That's a first.
Just happened? When did this happen?
Matt. Matthew Bridges.
What?
Matt had a big smile on his face when Fitz talked about coaching girls and how he got into coaching women because of coaching his sister or whatever.
Not surprisingly, Bill is correct. So Alicia Newman, Canadian, bronze medal. University of Miami.
That's probably why I didn't know, because I'm not really following the Canadians.
That is something, though.
Except the women's basketball team, because Coach Page was coaching them.
Well, she won. I think this happened today. We didn't get an email. I got an email on the track dude finishing 18th or whatever in the triple jump. They didn't email. The school didn't email.
Did the Serbian women's team play today? Because I know Coach Page in Serbia, she was coaching in the quarters.
No, I know she's not on the American team. My point is, like, they emailed.
Well, no, there's two Coach Pages. One was coaching Canada. One was coaching Serbia.
Bill and
I
talking about the pole vaulter that won a medal and went to Miami still. So, yeah, no, but they sent out, like, a press release from the school that, like, our guy competed in the triple jump and didn't qualify. I didn't get no press release on an alum winning a freaking medal. Anyway.
So both the U.S. and Jamaica have three athletes competing in the 110-meter hurdles final.
Anyway, my honorable mention for winter is bobsled. Poor man. Shout out to Core Runnings.
Cue the Sox outro.
Don't cry. Keep it chill. Wear good socks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.